from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect to meet with the Japanese Prime Minister. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to highlight the importance of the security alliance between his country and the United States as he meets today with President-elect Donald Trump. Since winning election last week, Mr. Trump has spoken by phone with a number of world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the talks with Abe will be the first in-person meeting for Trump as he prepares to take office in January. The president-elect is denying reports of infighting within his transition team and claims via Twitter that a very organized process is taking place as he selects members of his cabinet. Mr. Trump has been under fire for his choice of chief White House strategist, and questions persist about the role of his three children and son-in-law in the process. In addition, he's facing continued opposition among ordinary Americans who found his campaign rhetoric offensive and divisive. Zlatica Hoek reports.
United!
Students at Yale University walked out of classes on Wednesday to support undocumented peers. Protest organizers are calling for their schools to shelter people who may face deportation. In New York City, Trump's name was removed from three rental towers he once owned after 600 residents signed an online petition.
We knew that we did not feel safe with his name on the building.
Some Republican lawmakers also have criticized Trump in the past, but they presented a united front on Wednesday. The new Congress will have a Republican majority in both chambers. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Democrats have started efforts to reinvigorate the party after the unexpected loss in the presidential election. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate leadership positions are being filled for the new session that will start early in January, reflecting the balance of power determined in elections held across the country last week. Republicans, of course, will be controlling the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate in the upcoming year. President Barack Obama brought his message of America's enduring unity and cooperation to the heart of Europe on Thursday, stressing to Germans and all Europeans that the United States will continue to engage with the world. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop of his final overseas tour as president. The country is Europe's top economy and U.S. trading partner, an important member of NATO and host to thousands of U.S. troops. Observers have also suggested its leader, Angela Merkel, could be emerging as the most prominent liberal voice in a region where nationalist movements are gaining strength. Russia announced Wednesday that it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Margaret Bashir reports.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, The United Nations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance last night in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago.
I know that over the past week, a lot of people have asked themselves whether America is the country we thought it was. The divisions laid bare by this election run deep. But please listen to me when I say this. America is worth it. Our children are worth it. Believe in our country, fight for our values, and never, ever give up.
The president of the Children's Defense Fund praised Clinton for her contributions to the fund and her lifelong dedication to child welfare. A U.S. federal judge has scheduled a hearing to consider President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial involving his now-defunct Trump University until after his inauguration on January the 20th. The plaintiffs say Trump University was a scheme to take money from people who were promised access to Donald Trump's real estate secrets. The judge is set to hear arguments on Friday, just over a week before the trial starts. And South Korean President Park Geun-hye may have been found guilty in the court of public opinion for alleged involvement in an independence scandal, but the legal case against her is progressing very, very slowly. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.